Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, everybody. We have a great show for you. We got an update on Sadie and what's been happening in her life. I gave an update on Natalia and her concussion. We talked about shopping and preparing meals for our kids. But first, let's hear about Geico. Hey, would you love to save money on insurance? Of course. Who doesn't love a deal? But when it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, and even homeowners, condos, or renters coverage. Save even more with a special discount when you bundle coverages. Plus, add the easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24-hour roadside assistance, and the switch to Geico becomes a no-brainer. Switch today and see how you could save. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote or contact your local agent.
I'm Jenny Mullen, and Third Wheel is an absolute must-listen this week with none other than Heather and Terry Dubrow.
I remember my...
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Mom saying when I got into med school, she goes, oh, girls are really going to like you now. And it wasn't really true. And
oh
then
I got
into general surgery program. She goes, oh, girls love surgeons. It wasn't really true. And then she
That's
said to
so
me
funny.
When I got into plastic surgery at UCLA, she goes, oh, girls love plastic surgery. And finally, it was true.
So listen to and follow Third Wheel with me, Jenny Mullen, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podcast One, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud. We're your hosts.
We are still.
Yes, we're still your host.
This is going well, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
I found the cutest video.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to put it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, you should.
I found it on YouTube. I found a video of you and me doing a little quick promo for our first ever show.
So right.
Introducing me as the new host.
It's so cute.
Of the parent experiment.
Yeah.
That's how long ago it was.
Right.
And we were so young. We were just little babies.
I know.
I was like, look at those little girls.
So cute. I know. Yeah, we got
different voices.
Yeah, I know. What's wrong with our voice?
Because we're so young. We don't have all that testosterone in our voice, you know?
Right.
We're like so full of estrogen.
Yes.
We're like, hi.
I know.
We're like two little Bambies.
It's so cute. That's so funny.
And then there was something else. What was the
other
thing?
Then you found us doing the live show at Tinfoil Hats.
Oh, yes, with Emily.
Mm-hmm, with Emily Morris. Yeah.
We were being pretty funny.
We were being funny. We got to put that up, too. That was cute. That was really cute.
Yeah, we were doing a whole thing about how Adam's very good at receiving oral sex.
Right. Right.
And then Emily came out and we talked about dick pics.
Yes, we did.
Uh-huh. That was funny.
It was cute.
And we had like a big, kind of a big crowd.
Yeah, we did. Well, yeah, we're going to do our live show. Are we going to do a live show?
Yeah, hell yes, we are. We just need to find somewhere in Vegas to do it.
Okay.
Kaylin, you up for that?
Yeah, totally. Live show too, I think that was the first time I ever met Patrick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just around. He just started with us back then.
Oh, that's so funny.
It was his, like, I think it was, he was like, he'd do a live show at one of the bars.
Oh, wow. That was, we'd only been doing the show like not that long.
I know, not that long. I know.
Yeah.
Back when we kind of still had guests and stuff, I think.
Yes, because we'd had Emily on as a guest.
Right.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, I wonder what the year – we should look up the
year.
I
know,
year of that.
We should.
Yeah, but people – and people came out from like – I remember being very shocked.
Yes.
That people were like, oh, I'm such a big fan and I
know.
Somebody flew in.
Right.
And we were like, wait, what?
I know, and that's true. We haven't been doing it for very long.
Yeah, at that point.
That's crazy. So we're going to do a live show maybe in Vegas if we can find a place.
Yeah, no, for sure. We'll find a place.
Okay.
That'll, no problem. No problemo, as you
say. Would say. I know you're going to say
that. Yeah, no, we'll totally do that.
All right.
Well,
we have to say hi to our peeps.
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah. Let's do that real fast. Randy Mae Ames.
Well, she might have too many names.
Yeah, Sue Calzone. Vivian, go to the barber. Ashley, so chic. Sandra, it's not easy being green. Jacob, Crowley's growly. Elizabeth mm-hmm. Williamson has a lot of – keep them all. Why not? Mm-hmm. Athena Ginchard, we love your dancing. Polly, we love your pancakes. Valerie hits it out of the park. Hero. Just, yeah. You know what we mean, hero,
right.
When we say that. And hi, David. Krista, get the strap. Mm-hmm. Katarina Moeller. Mm-hmm. Keep those molars. Take it from me.
Yeah.
Colleen Skater Girl, Gabby and Missy.
Uh-uh.
Stephanie Stinker Rinker, Ishan Vajpay.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca Lubin, Kelly Brandt, Michelle McKibben, Amy Hunt, Aaron Landho, Alicia Escalante. Leslie, stop. She's coughing. Sarah Stefano, Jennifer, don't fall. Amanda and Casey, and Liz is so sassy.
That's right. Well, so. Tomorrow, I have Natalia's MRI.
Okay.
I mean, we did the MRI on Friday.
Yeah, so you never said, did it show anything?
No, we don't have the – we won't get results till tomorrow.
Okay.
So we're going to talk to the doctor tomorrow.
Okay.
And I officially canceled Sunny's trip to Egypt.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was some Patreon talk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah, Sunny was invited to go to Egypt.
So what was the latest plan, though? I thought they were going to not do Egypt and they were going to do somewhere else.
I asked him and he said, no, I'm still planning on going, the dad. So I said, okay, well, we're going to sit this out.
Like, oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
So and I told Sunny, I go, Sunny, I know you want to travel and go with your friends, but like I don't think that's – right now is a good time. I don't think that's – it's smart right now. I would feel, you know – I wouldn't be able to sleep for 2 weeks until you got back. And he's like, yeah, it's fine. He understood. Oh. I think when they originally invited him on a trip, it was like, well, we're going to go to Europe. We might go to Italy or we might go to France or something. And then it changed to Egypt.
Right.
You know, so. Mm.
Isn't it the best, though, when you think, oh, my God, how am I going to break this news? I can't remember what that happened to me with my kids at some point. And I was like so scared. I think it was to tell Elby something. And then she was like, that's okay.
Right. I love it. I know. Like you can't go or – yeah, something. Yeah. So – but now, I don't know, spring break, now they're like, well, since I'm not going to Egypt, can I go to Florida and see my cousins? Like I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. We got to see how Natalia's doing first.
Yeah. Hopefully you'll have some news tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully.
But
yeah.
It's too bad. There's no like medication you can give her, right?
No, I'm telling you, it has to heal. And she is just not herself. Like she hadn't seen her friends for a while. And then she told me on Friday, she asked if like her two best friends can just come over to visit because they haven't seen her. And she's been doing work from home and school from home and stuff. And so I went out. I was like, sure. So Friday after school, they were going to come over. I got home at like 4 o'clock. I walk in her bedroom. She's just laying there with her phone in her hand, no TV on, just laying there. And I'm like, I thought your friends were coming over. And she's like, I canceled. I don't feel good. My head is hurting me. Her head is hurting her all the time. She's in pain a lot. I get texted. 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. I can't sleep. My head hurts.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Poor baby.
I know. So, and then, so.
Can they give her medication, though, for the headaches at least?
I don't know. I'm going to ask. I'm going to see. But those then, she wanted to. So then one of her friends invited her to, like, they were, like, renting a house for somebody's birthday down in Manhattan Beach for the weekend. Mm-hmm. And they were going to drive down there. But she was going to drive with, like, the parents of the, you know, and then go down there. And then they were going to stay until late. But Natalia asked if she could go. And then I was like, yeah. I mean, she hasn't seen her friends. I'm like, if you feel up to it, okay. She's like, yeah, I think I do. She goes, but will you be on standby to come pick me up if I'm not feeling good? I know I'm – she goes, can at least pick me up by 6. I know I'm not going to want to stay late. And I said, okay. Because they left at like 10 a.m. in the morning. So I was like, okay. So I kept checking in on her and she was okay. So then she's like, okay, leave at 4 o'clock to come get me. So she gives me the freaking address. I put it in the GPS and – for those of you that don't know this Southern California, but like Manhattan Beach, Redondo Beach could have could have the same address but in a different city. Like,
oh, no.
Same address. Okay. And I'm aware of that. So when I put it in the GPS, I see the same address, Santa Monica. I see the same address, Manhattan Beach. I clicked on Manhattan Beach. Well, spoiler alert, I drive for an hour to get to the address. I call her. I said, I'm outside in front. She's like, okay, I'm coming out. Then she comes out. She goes, where are you? And I go, I'm sitting outside in front on the street. She goes, I'm outside in front. I'm like, we don't see each other. I look at the address. It's somehow, I don't know, maybe I didn't click on the, anyway, I'm in Santa Monica. Another 30 minutes away.
But you didn't know that you were in Santa Monica and not in Manhattan Beach?
No. I don't know those areas. I honestly don't know. I took the 10. I got off. I mean, Melissa, they live in Manhattan Beach. I was taking the same freeways to get to Melissa. I was 30 minutes away from where she was.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, oh, my God, Natalia.
Well, at least it wasn't supposed to be in Santa Monica and you went to Manhattan Beach, because that would have been a waste of your time.
Yeah.
Because then you would have had to come back.
Right.
Anyway, I get it.
But another 30-minute drive after being in the car for 50 minutes and then another 50 minutes, another hour to get home.
Oh, God.
So I was in the car for like 2.5 hours the other day, just driving. Driving. But, you know, and then I want to throw myself a parade, you know, like, hey, I could get home and they're like, what's for dinner? I'm like, I'm not making dinner. I just drove 2.5 hours. I just mommed it up. I was chauffeuring everybody around. I'm not making dinner.
Oh, my God. I say this and I know I'm inviting a lot of like criticism, but I have spoiled my kids to the point that they're just like, I don't have any clothes because all the clothes are in the laundry, you know? And then I'm like, you can't even – if you need clothes washed, bring your hamper to the laundry room.
Yeah.
So finally, Xander was like, oh, I don't have any clothes. Their idea of they don't have any clothes is like, maybe I need to go to the mall and get some more clothes. I'm like, no, we need to do your laundry, you know?
Right.
And I should teach them to do their own laundry. Elby has a job. So the girl goes to school full time now. Mm-hmm. You know, school's 7 hours a day, right? And then she works like 20 hours a week.
Right.
Which is a lot of time that she's out of the house.
Yeah.
And so I feel bad.
Right. I know.
And I don't push. I mean, I still do say you have to empty the dishwasher. It's your chore.
Right. Right.
But am I that much of a stickler about it? No.
Yeah, I know.
I oftentimes empty the dishwasher for her. A lot of it is because I need the dish. I need the dishwasher emptied,
right.
So I can reload it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I went into her room the other day, and there was food from like 3 days before, like on her windowsill, like an old sandwich from California Chicken Cafe, like half eaten on her windowsill. I'm like, are you fucking kidding
me
right
now? Maybe she's doing an experiment.
Like when you put a potato and you put toothpicks in it and put it in a jar and it just gets disgusting before it becomes like a plant.
Right.
Yeah, maybe she's trying to see if it'll grow something.
Maybe she's trying to grow California chicken sandwiches in her bedroom.
Well, it's the same thing with Sadie and Xander, except for in their rooms, it stinks. Yeah. It also stinks. Mm-hmm. And I walk in and I mean, I feel bad, but sometimes I just walk into Xander's room and I'm like, bro, oh my God, what is that smell? And he'll be like, I think it's my blanket. I'm like, all right, well, we got to wash it. Like,
my blanket.
And then, but then it's like, I don't have any clothes to wear, but it just reminded me because there is a lot of what's for dinner.
Uh-huh.
And how if I know what's for dinner?
I know.
I don't know. It's 7 p.m. at this point.
Right. Right.
I am not a big dinner preparer.
Me neither.
Last night I made like one of the few recipes I make, which is that, you know how I make, take the chicken, the breast tenders, and I put it in the shake and bake?
Yes.
Roll it in some eggs.
Love
and it. And sour cream, shake and bake, put it in the oven, baby broccoli. Mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
This is how lazy I've gotten. Okay. So Sadie loves potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, who doesn't love potatoes, right?
Right, right.
She loves roasted potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
But that would mean that I have to take the potatoes, the little potatoes, cut them up. Potatoes are hard to cut. I know.
They're a pain in the ass.
I haven't been going to the gym.
I know.
Like, how am I
Right.
It's a lot of muscle. I'm tired, you know? I'm waiting to watch a TV show. So I'm always like, I could cut up the potatoes and season them up. Also, nobody's really honest about how long roasted potatoes take to cook in the oven.
Right.
It's way longer than anybody
says. It takes
too long.
Potatoes take so long.
Oh, my God.
They're a pain in the
ass. Recipes are always like, put them in towards the end. Like, cook the chicken for like half the time and then just throw the potatoes in there with the broccoli.
No, they take forever.
Oh, my God. You want to eat hard-ass potatoes, then, do it that
right,
way.
Right,
sure.
Right.
But you know what you have to do? Here's what happens. You put the potatoes in the oven for a while. Then the broccoli's done on the same sheet, right? Then you pull it out and you go, these potatoes aren't even close to being done.
Right.
So then what do you do? You take them all off of there and you put them in the microwave for a little while. So you can get them like close to being done.
Right.
Then you put them back in the oven. Well, now you've done like a whole project.
I know.
You know?
Yes. She don't need to eat potatoes. How about that? That'll solve your problem.
Like, what am I, Ben Franklin? Like, who discovering, like, I have to discover things about how long potatoes take to cook? Like, I'm not built for that.
No.
Like, have you met me?
No.
So then now I go, you know what? I know myself better than to have these high hopes that I'm going to be the potato cooker tonight.
Right.
And I get the instant potatoes.
That's perfect.
And then I'm like, hey, there's mashed potatoes, by the way. I don't know what the brand is. It's like Idahoan or something. Go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Instant potatoes. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones in the packet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's what I do. This is my recipe. This is how I spruce them up. You boil the water.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make two things of potatoes.
Right.
You're not going to stop me.
Yeah,
I'm going to have more than enough.
Good.
I'm going to be a good Jew and have like more than enough food.
Right.
So I'll make two packets of it. You know what you do? You boil the water, then you pour the packet in. Then when you're stirring it up with the fork, add a little milk. Add some milk.
Oh, yeah.
Make some creamy and a little thicker.
Nice.
And they're so good. And the kids really like it that way. And it's one of LB's friends was like, oh, my God, your mom's mashed potatoes. Like, does she have a recipe? And I was like, it's secret.
That sounds good.
Can't share it with your mom.
Right, it's a secret recipe. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, LB told me. Oh, Lizzie says you make like the best mashed potatoes.
That's the best.
Wants to know how what your recipe is for mashed potatoes. I'm like,
it's old ancient family secret.
Yeah, but last night, I was going to say that stuff doesn't happen at 7 p.m.
Right.
That happens at like 10 a.m. when I'm like, I got to go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And I've got like energy and, you know, optimism.
Yes. Right. I know. I get that too. And then you get home and you're like, what the hell was I thinking?
Yeah. But if I haven't even had that optimism that morning, there's no way – I am never going to be a person, a mom, who throws anything together.
Right.
I don't – who are – how do you have stuff in your refrigerator
that
you can just go like, oh, you know what? I'll throw this together. You have to have fresh ingredients for
stuff. I know.
Stuff.
I get it. I know. I don't understand that either. Wendy is like that. She can just throw stuff together.
No.
She opens the door just like, oh, we'll just use a little bit of this. And it tastes great. And I'm like, I would look for like, oh, I need green onions for that. I don't have the green onions.
Yeah, like, and if you do, they're liquefied
right,
in a drawer in your refrigerator.
I know.
Because you're like, at some point, I'm going to need green onions. And
right.
then you don't.
Right. And then it's just
I don't
sits
have
there.
Anything. Even if you have, like, let's say you bought some, like, ground turkey, mm-hmm. you know. Well, if you freeze it, by the time you're going to use it, you're like, oh, this needs to be I have
right.
to freeze this. Then you have to be thinking in the morning,
oh,
I'm going to be using
feet.
This. And not only that, but like, it's not even going to thaw by the evening
right.
by the time you need it.
Right.
Let's be realistic.
That's the thing I hate is thawing shit out. Olga does it all the time. I'm always like, you know, on a Sunday I'll call Olga and go, hey, we got all this chicken breast and stuff. How do you thaw it out so quick? So I just take a big bowl of hot water and I mm-hmm. just sit it and put it in there. And like, but you got to think early into the day.
Right. That's what I mean.
You can't be doing that. But Olga seems to know how to do it. And I never like to put stuff in the microwave. Like
mm-mm.
it grosses me out. But she does it. I don't know how. I don't know for how long. I don't want to know. But I always have to like think ahead of time. Like, are you guys going to be – and here's the other thing. I only got the two of them. Are you guys going to be around tomorrow night? They don't know.
Right.
Then they'll go, I don't know. Yeah. Then they'll say yes. Then the time comes, I start cooking. And then they're like off doing something or, oh, I'm going to go meet so-and-so. We're going to eat pizza. I'm like, I thought you guys were going to be home. I was making dinner, which just happened the other day. I was making chicken cutlets.
Mm-hmm.
I like to like pound them thin and bread them and fry them. They love it. And so then I just cooked it all up and then I'm like, okay, well, we have this now for the week for, you know, whatever.
Right, right. But then like let's say that I make that one recipe that I told you that somebody asked me for the recipe and I'm going to send it to you where I take the – I make some pasta and I put in the mozzarella mm-hmm. balls and grape tomatoes and
yes.
A little vinegar and olive oil. Okay. Kids love that.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter how much I make, they eat it all.
Right,
I'll be
I know.
Thinking, oh, good, I'll put this in for their lunch
yeah.
for the week.
Yeah.
My kids are like Hoovers.
Right.
They'll
I
just
know.
Eat it all
I know.
If it's sitting there. It's
I
like
know.
As if I never make them a meal,
right.
which I don't.
I make something similar to that too. I take the tomatoes, chop it up, and avocado, the mozzarella balls, and then I'll chop up really thin garlic and basil, olive oil, and like some little balsamic, whip that up. So I
that
do.
That sounds
like,
really good.
Yeah, the same as it's basically the same. And my kids eat the whole thing. Yeah,
yeah.
They want more, and then I feel bad. I'm like, all right, you guys settle down. Like, either don't want to eat my food, or when you do, you eat it all and you want more. And I,
right,
like, you know, I can't keep up with these guys.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm a really bad gauge. Of
me
how
too.
Much to make. Because I'll think like – and having three kids puts you in like a weird middle spot for you buy one package of chicken tenders, mm-hmm. breast tenders, it's not going to be enough.
Mm-hmm.
But two is going to be
too
many. Too
much, right.
But you're only going to have like a little bit left over and it's never enough that you're – I'm not going to if I freeze it, I'm going to forget about it.
I know,
like,
me
what
too.
Am I gonna, I'm still going to have to buy more.
How do people do this?
I don't know.
How do they do it?
And I'm in my 50s.
I know.
It's like it never caught on. Like my mother had been cooking for like 30 years
right.
at my age.
Yeah,
like,
me too. My mom too. I don't
– Mom made all these crazy recipes. Nothing that I wanted to eat, by the way. But
right.
I mean she was always like with a cookbook.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mom's... I've bought cookbooks.
I have a ton of cookbooks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get excited. I think I'm okay. I'm going to make this.
Right.
And then nobody ever – like even with Adam, it was like too carby, too this, too that, not healthy. Follow Vinny's diet. Like, you know, you got to please everybody in the house.
Yep.
It just was too hard.
Yeah. most of my go-to meals, mm-hmm. at least one person in the house doesn't like it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Usually LB. There are a bunch of things that I make that LB's like, eh.
Yeah.
But then I'll have like, okay, this is where I sometimes can throw something together. Like the other night I was teaching, so I'm not done till like 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. The kids are like, well, what's for dinner? I'm like, right. Well, Dad didn't order anything or figure it out. No, he didn't. Mm-hmm. He was tired that day. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, it feels too late to go get something.
Right.
Even like takeout. It's like, mm-hmm. well, by the time I call it in and order and then mm-hmm. go pick it up, it's like, so I was like, okay, what do I have? Now, luckily, I did have a couple of Trader Joe's kind of like instant things.
Mm-hmm.
This is where, and we're not doing an ad for them, but this is where Freshly
yes,
kind of comes in handy.
Uh-huh.
But if you don't have that on hand, if it's already been eaten up,
mm-hmm.
there are a couple of Trader Joe's like things that you keep in the fridge that I'll be like, okay. But it's – oh, everybody likes something different.
I
so
know.
I'm like, okay, LB likes enchiladas mm-hmm. from the refrigerated section. The kids like Cajun pasta, but then nothing – then I'm like, I'm sorry, John.
Right? You're on your own.
Make yourself some soup. You know what I mean? Because then I'm tired.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, I just microwaved two separate meals for two separate kids.
I know.
So I'm sorry.
Right,
but
right,
I, now
right.
I need to listen to a podcast and
right.
take a nap.
And then do you eat? What do you eat?
I'll make like a peanut butter sandwich
yeah.
or I'll make – yeah.
I have like a scoop of like cottage cheese. I put honey on it and I put crushed up cashews.
Ooh.
And I eat that. That's like – that was my dinner last night.
See, yeah, but I can be like that too.
Yeah, I just eat a little something.
Then like I'm so bad. Like when I get home from here, I'll probably – want pokey.
Mm.
I'm really addicted to pokey, and there's a pokey place kind of near our house that's just like I get really into eating the exact same thing, and I can
yeah,
eat
I
it
do.
Like every single
Me
day.
Me too. I do the same thing. Now, let me ask you about pokey, though. It isn't the like the fish chunks like real big and thick and stuff?
No, I'll do shrimp.
Oh, you do shrimp.
Yeah, I do shrimp, and I do albacore, but it's like small pieces, little pieces. I know. No, I don't like
– the cubes.
I don't like big cubes of salmon.
Me
My kids
neither.
Do, but no, it's that grosses me out.
Yeah. So
no,
what do you...
I eat albacore, but it's like little pieces, and
okay.
I like it. I like the texture of that. It's
yeah.
not slimy.
Right.
And then I do shrimp, a bunch of shrimp.
And then what else is in it?
I just rice? Do it over rice, and I do volcano sauce and masago, and that's it.
Mm.
I put some soy sauce on it and eat it.
Ooh, that sounds good. I'm so hungry.
I know. I'm hungry too. But you know what? We should talk about Sambacol. Let's talk about health for a minute because there's nothing more important than taking care of yourself. Because if you're not feeling your best, you can't be your best. Sambacol helps you feel your best by supporting your immune system with premium black elderberry. Sambacol is the original black elderberry brand, so you know you're getting immune support that you can trust. Listen, you don't have time to miss work because you're not feeling great. Take 1 to 2 Sambacol gummies every morning to help make sure you keep doing what you need to do. I love the gummies because they taste so good. They're like a little morning treat. You can take them with your coffee to get the day started off right, and they're so easy to incorporate into your daily wellness routine. And did I mention that they taste really good? Seriously, you can feel like you're doing your body good by taking Sambacol every day for immune support. Sambacol also has a ton of other formats to choose from, including syrups, drink powders, effervescent tablets, capsules, and more. They have products for kids and babies, too. You can help support your entire family's immune system with Sambacol. Get 15% off your next order of $9.99 or more at SambacolUSA.com. Use code FCOL. That's 15% off your next order of $9.99 or more with code FCOL. Okay, we're back. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm still working on Sadie and Xander. So a couple weeks ago, I talked about the school
mm-hmm.
thing, about how I'm deciding between – well, Sadie's decided she wants to go to this small high school.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I was saying that I'm really glad that I moved them to the big – everybody was mad at me. because I was complaining about their school. Right. And everybody was like, you got to send them to a big school, like the big public school, so that they can like find their people, find their tribe. And so I did that.
Right.
Fuck all y'all. No, I'm just kidding. I don't blame you guys. I think it was a good idea. They needed to experience that.
Yeah.
Sadie, as you know, is completely traumatized by that. I talked about this a few weeks ago. And now she is 100% on board this new smaller school.
Right.
And I was so excited because over this weekend, she had her friend over. The friend – okay, she had her friend over that is like her BFF.
Mm-hmm.
Not the one that's part of the new group of girls that right. I talked about on Patreon. This is her BFF. And she came over and slept over. And it was really cute because they're going to be in this high school together.
Yeah.
And Sadie was really like genuinely kind of excited.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I'm really excited to not be at the middle school where yes. I currently am
yeah.
anymore. Mm-hmm. Like this girl is white knuckling it through. It's never gotten much better for her. Mm-hmm. It's fine. It's livable. She's actually kind of glad that she experienced going right. to a big school because now she knows what she doesn't like.
Right.
And she's like, no, I want to be at a small school where
yes.
I know everybody. I know my teachers. They know me. Like mm-hmm. I feel seen basically.
Right.
And she's really – she's like, I'm not looking forward to like school itself, but I'm more looking forward to this school
yeah.
and not being at the other school.
Right.
Meanwhile, Xander is still feeling torn.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to end up at the smaller school because he is a kid who can thrive at a big school.
Right.
He can do it.
Right.
He's made a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm.
But most of these friends are not going to the local high school.
Right.
For some weird reason.
Right.
It used to be most kids, they all just kind of moved on to this – like the school they're at is a feeder school – for the school where Elby mm-hmm. is, right? Mm-hmm. But most of these kids are not going there. So I yeah. still feel – I'm like, Xander, you're going to be kind of starting over either way.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to know very few kids at the big high school.
Right.
You're also going to know very few kids at the smaller school.
Right.
But there's going to be no PE.
Yes.
To have to change your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be new people that I feel like are probably going to be more his people.
Right.
So you know what though, Lynette, you'd be proud of me because I'm like, you know what? Whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
He's going into high school. He's capable of making this decision for himself.
Right. That's true.
So I'm not pushing him in either direction.
Oh, that's
I'm like,
good.
Here are your choices.
Right.
They're two good choices. I think you're going to thrive wherever you are because you're that kid.
Right.
So here's what you need to look at and then
right.
you know, you'll decide.
Yeah. So he hasn't made a decision yet.
Not yet.
But you think – knowing him.
I think that he's going to end up wanting to go to school with Sadie and
yeah.
trusting that he'll make friends there. And I think he sees that as like a cool school. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I think he's really afraid of not having built-in friends.
Right. Right.
So I'm hoping there's one friend of his, more like an acquaintance right now,
mm-hmm.
that he knows – the mom went on a tour of this school, mm-hmm. the small school, and loved it.
Yeah.
And said, I think it's definitely up there in our choices.
Oh, good.
And when I told Xander, hey, your friend may go to this school, he was like, oh. Like he got excited.
Right.
But I don't want to push that either because the friend may not end up going
right,
there.
Right.
So I don't want that to be the reason he goes.
Right.
And then if that kid doesn't end up going there, then he's like, oh, well.
Yeah.
So I want him to decide to go there even if he doesn't have a friend there.
Right. Right. That's good. That's smart. No, you handled it perfect.
He would have a built-in friend, Lila Crocodile,
mm-hmm.
at the big school.
Right.
But I don't think he and Lyle will be in classes together. I don't think it's going to be what he thinks it's going to be. I
right.
don't think it's going to – they're going to be able to – it's a huge school.
Yeah.
Like almost 3,000 kids.
That's insane. Yeah.
You know? And mm-hmm. I just – I don't see that as being the draw that he thinks it is.
Right. Right.
And I've told him like, yes, but you're not like his other friend.
Right.
Who left the school.
Right.
You're going to see those kids.
Yeah.
You're going to have weekends full of your old friends.
Right.
You're just – and you're going to find new friends anyway. That's all I got there.
Well, that's exciting. I'm really excited for Sadie though.
I've never seen Sadie look forward to anything.
Right.
In her entire life.
Yeah. That's a big deal. That is a big deal. That's saying a lot.
I told you she's medicated now.
Yeah. And how's that?
So good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You guys, she – so we went up on her medication, not to tell everybody her personal business, but in case anybody is thinking about this for their kid. I told you, John was really not on board. Mm-hmm. I wasn't super on board with medicating her. Mm-hmm. But I really feel – I mean, she has depression.
Right.
And, you know, it's weird. And as somebody who doesn't have depression, it was hard for me to catch up with the fact that –
Right.
What's different about my kid? Why isn't she like Elby? Right. Why isn't she even like Xander? And John would have to explain to me, depression is just – it just is. It's biochemical. You can't make her get into a good mood. It's not always about the outside things.
Of course. Right.
It's not about if I could just find something she's interested in.
Right.
The girl's not interested in anything.
Right. Right.
I swear we did see a change with the medication. She just seemed more – less of the lows –
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily highs,
right?
But it took the edge off of the low. She wasn't having just crying all the time,
right?
It was better,
right?
And then recently she said, I want to try the psychiatrist said, I think we should go up. I think we should because she's on such a low dose that it's barely even medicinal. So but I was but it's working, so let's just leave it.
Right.
So we did for another month. Mm-hmm. And then Sadie said, I want to try raising the dose.
Wow.
She said, I feel like I'm not – I'm still feeling
– Yeah.
So we raised the dose. Oh, my God. The other day she was like, I'm in a really good mood today.
Wow.
I've literally never heard her say I'm in a good mood.
Wow.
I've never heard that before. I almost cried.
Oh, my God.
I was like, you are? She's like, yep.
Wow.
And then – so then she had her friend sleep over and we were watching Straight Outta Compton with Xander.
Yeah.
So me and John and Xander watched Straight Outta Compton. Uh-huh. Elby was out. And And Sadie, they're hearing the music from the other room. She wasn't, wanting to watch the movie.
Right.
She was with her friend. But she came out and started doing, Running Man in front of the TV. And, just being silly and funny. Yeah. And I was who is this?
Oh, that's amazing.
This is medicated Sadie.
That's amazing. That's such good news.
Isn't it?
I love to hear that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing.
I know.
Wow. That's great.
I'm
so happy.
I don't want to say she's, a different person, but it is such a marked difference.
Right.
It's not like she's manic or anything. She's totally herself, but she's interested in, she wants to go places a little bit. She doesn't, not everything seems a drag. I said, she's looking forward to school.
Yeah. Yeah. My God. Hot. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. That's such good news.
Because I was so worried about her.
Yeah. I know.
As they say, you're only as happy as your saddest kid, right?
Right. It's true. Wow. So how long has she – did it take – it took a while, right? Obviously. It's not something
to kick
that happens.
In?
Yeah. How long would
she's
you say?
She's been on the medication for, 4 months. Mm-hmm. So after the first month, the first month she was on a tiny dose so that we could see if she had any side effects.
Right.
She did not. So then we went up to, again, the smallest dose you can take.
Yeah.
And then that was – seemed to – we saw some very subtle improvement in her mood. And that went on for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've gone up.
That's amazing.
Been
a month. That's amazing. Damn, you buried the lead, dude.
I know. I forgot to tell you all about
that's
that.
Good. That's good. Yeah. I mean, look, you got to do what is best for your kids. And that, I think you handled it so well. And you found her the therapist and you found her the right treatments and – you didn't scoff or reject immediately medication. You tried it and it works. A lot of doctors say medication works.
I know. I'm so proud of John, too, for he was so concerned about giving somebody as young as Sadie medication.
Right.
And he came around, and now he's so happy. I mean, you know, he's really happy we did. Because, of course, John suffers from depression.
Right.
So he really worries about Sadie.
Right.
More than even I do, I think, just because.
Because he understands it so well.
And he had depression when he was her, you know, younger than her.
Yeah.
Like, I think he felt depressed when he was, like, 9.
Yeah. Yeah.
And didn't know what it was. You know, and in those days.
Right. You know.
His parents were just, you know, like, snap out of it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then when he was older, they thought he was on drugs. And he wasn't. He was just depressed.
Right. Yeah.
Later, he was more.
Not on drugs.
Yeah.
It's like my brother it's totally different with schizophrenia, but like I forgot Joe Coy's got an older brother he's 8 years older, just like my brother is, with schizophrenia.
Really?
Yeah. And I think we talked about it when he was on our show, I think. But anyway, yeah, and I was thinking about it, and it's like I remember my parents thinking that they didn't know what was going on with him. They thought he was on drugs because, you know, he went from happy-go-lucky kid to this dark demeanor, would just wear sunglasses in the house, grow his beard out, not, you know, take showers, didn't cut his hair, wear one pant leg rolled up, the other one down. And my dad was like, he's on drugs. So, you know, snap out of it. We'd argue with him and yell at him, and it was nothing. And then finally, they got him, you know, hospitalized, and they figured it out. But, it's hard. It's hard. Like, when somebody in your family that you live with is experiencing some sort of depression or mental illness, or it's hard to recognize it right away and go, that's, you know, whatever it is. Especially if you have parents that don't have depression or schizophrenia or whatever.
Right.
You know, we didn't, you know, there was nobody in our family that we knew that had it. So.
Also, I think for like John's age too, when you're talking older, John's parents were older, older parents. His dad was an older dad.
Yeah.
And his dad had been like a soldier in World War II.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's going to be like, snap out, you know?
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah.
You haven't seen anything, kid.
Right.
Like, you're depressed. You want to talk depression,
right,
you know?
Right.
I mean, so.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, Kaylin?
Exactly.
What else? Are you listening to any good podcasts? Because I need
a new
podcast.
I'm going to start listening to the one you told me about on Dateline, the one reinventing. What did you say it was? The girl. Not reinvent. It was a Dateline one. Do you remember?
Dateline one.
There was a series, and it was called something Reinventing the Girl or something like that. What was it called? I was going to ask you.
Reinventing.
Or Roll Golf.
Oh, Killer Roll.
Killer Roll.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Is that Dateline?
Good. It's a, NBC.
Killer Roll.
Yeah. Killer Roll. Okay. I am listening to. Oh, I did listen to something that was good. It's called Wild Things, and it's the story of Siegfried and Roy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's 8 episodes, and I really liked it.
Really?
Yep.
Siegfried and Roy, huh?
I mean, is it going to blow you away? But it's very, it was interesting and listenable, and they really talked about the whole, you know, attack,
right.
Roy getting attacked.
Right.
And the last episode is really sad. But that was a good one. I'm listening to Sent Away, which is a story about one of those places where they sent problem teens.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty good, but it's
Sent
let's
Away.
Let's see. I listened to 1, 2, 3, but there's only 4 episodes out so far, and I already heard them all. So I hate that.
So same thing I'm doing with, like, you know, We Crash and all that. Like, 4 episodes. Like, then I don't want to watch it for a while.
right.
You know, let it accumulate.
So if any of you guys have any suggestions for us of something we're going to love.
Right. Please.
That's, like, new.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah.
And we have a pretty good Patreon.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to, like,
That is it.
Yeah, but you already heard it.
Right.
So
that's true.
I don't know what I'm doing. All right. Let us say thank you to our Patreon $50 supporters like Acute Designs. That's the handmade accessories company out of San Diego.
Mm.
This is a friend of ours. This is like a person from our show. And she was in a dead-end job. She was bored and she needed a creative outlet. And she started a freaking business.
I love that.
Yeah, making jewelry,
supporter,
hair accessories, and beautiful stuff. So but candles. So go to at Acute Designs on like Facebook or Insta or acutedesignsshop.com and check her out. Also, The Bittersweet Life is a great podcast hosted by Katie and Tiffany, and they are very experienced.
Yes.
Come from radio. They're radio vets. Mm-hmm. And they have a great podcast that talks about like making big decisions in your life, taking big chances. It's inspiring. They have great guests. Mm-hmm. And so check them out. And also, The Quiet Journeys of Professor Atwood.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Yeah, is a great one. It's a hybrid relaxation storytelling comedy science adventure podcast.
I love that.
Yeah, it's my friend Chris Mancini's podcast that he makes. It comes out twice a month, and it's really cool. So check that out. And then last but not least, our friend Basic Becky.
Love Basic Becky.
Yeah, she's going to make you – she's basically like full-time employed by our show.
Oh, good. I love that.
Yeah, people constantly send her stuff. And I told you she made me – a mouse pad with the image of I got blocked by Scott Baio. It's so hilarious and it makes me so happy every time I move my mouse around and look at that. And my kids think it's really funny too.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, so if you still use a mouse with your computer, have her make you a mouse pad. It's really fun. And they make great gifts.
I know, they do.
Yeah, so go to Basic Becky on Facebook or just basicbecky.com.
Nice.
Yeah, that's it.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Thanks, Kaylin.
All right.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Stream the biggest movies and TV shows for free on Pluto TV. Watch movies like Titanic and G.I. Joe The Rise of Cobra, plus TV shows like CSI and Star Trek The Next Generation. Starting this month, check out the 24/7 Stargate channel exclusively on Pluto TV. Plus hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows absolutely free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start watching today.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go! Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.